You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Yesterday morning as well, we talked about carnies at length.
We did.
Especially people falling in love with carnies, because we didn't think that would be a thing. When was it a thing? So many people fell in love with carnies. This email came in, said, I wish I would have been listening live today, but I heard the podcast. My grandmother's second marriage in the 1950s was to a carny named Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Who had joined the traveling carnival as a way to escape paying child support to his first wife. Well, my mom was little. She has memories of my grandma having to load all four kids in the car late at night to drive around the city looking for Dick.
Dick!
Anyone seen Dick anywhere?
We just can't find
Dick
anywhere.
Are you out there?
Looking for Dick?
I can't find Dick anywhere.
Anyone seen Dick?
I loaded up Dick! All the kids. We're just out here looking for Dick. Have you seen
Dick? God damn it, Dick. Dick!
Hi, stranger.
Dick!
You know where Dick is?
Hey, Bonzo, have you seen Dick anywhere? I've been looking for him for a while.
Loaded up, the kids just hit the roads trying to find Dick.
I know he's in a bar somewhere or in a sewer.
Carney Dick.
Have you seen him? My husband, Carney Dick. He's my husband. I left someone for him.
We've looked far and wide for Dick.
I'll stop at nothing to find Dick.
Hours spent looking for Dick.
Walking the streets. Door
Dick.
To door.
If I could get old lady Lisa yelling Dick as my ringtone.
Dick! 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 That'd be a funny alarm.
It would.
Dick! Dick!
Did you ever find Dick?
Dick was finally caught
and
arrested for failure to pay child support.
Oh, okay.
When my great-grandmother died, Dick was able to attend the funeral in shackles with two police officers on either side of him. My mom's family is a typical loud, drunk Irish bunch, but this story is one of the most legendary of them all.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's an embarrassing story.
Grandma married Dick the carny.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he was charming, attractive, sexual maniac.
He worked carnival like nobody I've ever seen.
You know, he could underhand toss those softballs right in that basket every time. Every time.
That's how she fell for Dick.
Every time. No one else could.
Dick! I loved him. I loved Dick.
Oh, Grandma. Grandma was up to no good.
Maybe in the 50s, though,
What do you think it was glamorous? More glamorous.
It was like exciting. It was a way to see the carnival.
Yeah. It was like the way to see the country.
Yeah, for sure.
Like in the same way that joining the military was a way to see the world.
Right. See the world. See the wonders of the Midwest and the carnival.
Fight the Nazis.
Yeah, it doesn't hold the same allure these days.
No, over the years, it's just been beaten down.
Right, the carny business ain't what it used to be.
Other forms of entertainment happen.
I think it was classier, though, back in the day,
It was classier, yeah. You think? Do you think?
I think it's always been the same. I think the drugs have gotten more potent. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. But I think it's always the same kind of person as a rambling man.
Yeah.
If you're a carny, a rambling carny man, you've been the same since the dawn of time.
Yeah. I just feel like it was a more sought after kind of thing. But maybe I'm wrong. I wasn't alive.
I don't know.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
One woman who reached out to us several weeks ago wanted to get her lady bits fixed.
Yeah.
And asked us, listen, I'm going in. You guys need to tell me if I should do it or not.
Yeah,
she left her bits in our hand. In fact, it led to such a discussion that other women emailed us pictures of their bits.
Yeah, we had a lot of bits to go through.
To see if we thought they should get them taken care of.
Yes.
Are my bits too big?
Right.
How do my bits measure up?
Yeah, rate my bits.
And then guys started sending in their bits.
Unfortunately, yes.
Dongs are like weeds. They just spring up.
Yeah, we're like, oh, man.
Spray those down. Yeah.
I was going through emails with Chuck, and then I was like, oh! Yep.
Somebody pull those.
Yep.
He wanted you to. The woman did a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm the woman who sent you the labiaplasty email.
Yes.
Well, I got the surgery some weeks ago. Was it worth it? 10,000%.
Oh, I knew it would be.
She said, I have no regrets. I was insanely nervous after listening to your show, but I'm really happy I went through with it. There is an obvious difference now between my bits before and my bits after, and it's literally changed my daily life.
I bet.
I still have some weeks when it's until it's fully healed and I can have sex again. The first few days, I will admit, absolutely horrible.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, you just
you
got carved up.
Did she send it to us, the picture? I can't remember.
No, she didn't send us hers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
But she, remember, she talked about it.
Glad you didn't send us your bit.
Her bits were getting, she would sit on her bits.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bits.
Yeah.
That's how the song came around.
Yep. Yeah. She was sitting on them. They would twist
snag
up. I mean, she had to do some stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're sitting on your bits.
We knew that. We knew she had to do. Like, it was extreme. They'd come out the sides of her bathing suits. She couldn't wear regular bathing suits.
She had a real Dumbo thing going on.
She really did.
Yeah.
Lady Dumbo.
They fired that thing right down. Burned it to a crisp.
So, yeah, she admits the first few days, first week, absolutely horrible. But she survived. So I really thought I wouldn't. But to anyone else who really feels like this is something that would improve their life, I say they should do it. You just got to apparently get through a week of hell. A lady bit hell.
Well, yeah, I mean... Imagine there was something where they're like, well, we're going to peel back your donger skin, burn it all off, and then put it back together.
Jesus on
it's going to hurt for a while.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they re-sculpted an area.
Sensitive.
But at the same time, with what she described, just the freedom that she'll have now of, like, not thinking. Like,
you have to think
that's
about
like
it, right?
Something. And I equated it to, I believe at the time, like the girl with the super flat chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like on your mind all the time. Just get, you get something done and then like you feel a million times better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, madam.
Like if there was something like this for guys, I would say the same. Like, unfortunately, there's nothing really that works for guys.
No. Not when it comes to their job.
No.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
But if like, say you had like big giant man boobs and you could go get a reduction and like, then they would look normal. Yeah.
Yeah, and they do offer that.
The go, yes.
And it's huge, I guess. Like,
well,
we've done stories where more and more men are getting that done.
Well, the thing is, there are sometimes our guys that are in, like, great shape, but that area is always kind of, like, soft. They never get that, like, Thor chest. And so then they got it. They're like, listen, I'm chiseled. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So they go in and get stuff done, but...
By the way, I sang Sitting on the Bits for days after that.
Yes.
You did?
Oh, my God. I couldn't get Sitting on the Bits out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the Bits. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go?
We had different lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That day.
But it, it stuck in my head. And I can't sing it out loud. You can't sing Sitting on the Bits just as you're walking around.
No.
It was super weird. But all in all, we're glad that worked out for you. And we honestly would. Like, ladies, if it's... The majority of you, we found out it wasn't as bad as you thought.
What I wanted, I'd love to know the precise, like, pain level that she went through, you know, for everybody. Like, she said, like, oh, yeah, it was terrible, but, like, how terrible?
Okay, so someone said, important, tell her to wait longer before she has sex. I had this done, and I started doing it again after the 6 weeks, and mine now looks super weird.
They didn't set?
Gotta wait past 6 weeks.
Kind of like, almost like the stitches scarred it and it didn't heal correctly. So tell her to wait longer than 6 weeks.
Okay. Wait longer than 6 weeks.
But she does say totally worth it too.
I'm glad she updated us.
What? I had a friend who had the bits that stretched down almost to her knee. In a bathing suit, it looked like she had a ball sack. Got the surgery. Wore a diaper for 2 weeks. She loves it now.
I'm telling you, if you have something like that, it'd be like if your nuts hung down.
Yeah, they do.
But I mean,
that is one thing they do do. They do nut lifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but as like a 20-year-old, your nuts were down. You couldn't wear shorts.
We've heard from guys like that. That exists. It's not just something that happens when you're a senior.
Get it done.
Some guys deal with that at a younger age.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to get that taken care of. Because that'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
But
Sounds like that girl's like being all hot on the beach, running around, and then she turns around and you're like,
she's got nuts.
She's got nuts.
She's got nuts.
She's got lady nuts.
You can't go on a beach like that.
No.
Lady nuts?
No. You can't. You're right.
You keep your lady nuts tucked away.
You got to have one of those bathing suits with a built-in skirt.
Oh, yeah, board shorts or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Board shorts.
You wear board shorts.
Board shorts.
Yeah,
all the way. Just like a board short kind of chick.
Yeah.
With you got nuts top. Or something? Yeah. Then I'm like, wait a second. You don't have nuts, do you?
You've been running around in those shorts. I think you might have a ball sack.
Making sure it's going around.
You got nuts or something.
You got nuts or something.
You got nuts or something. Like a chocolate bar. Nuts or something.
Nuts or something.
You don't want a food item that has or something in it.
Yeah.
You don't exactly know what it is. Right. It's nuts or something.
Chicken or something. You don't want that.
No.
No, you don't. Okay, good point. Scratch that chocolate bar. Congrats on your new bits, madam. And glad
good, I'm glad for her.
Like, this is 23-year-old guy says he sits on his nuts at least twice a week. His wife is always calling him Mr. Old Balls. Most annoying thing in the world.
No.
Mr. Old Balls.
Hey, Mr.
That's
Old Balls.
That's like the worst nickname you could be called.
Yeah. At 23.
At 23.
Oh, yeah, I'm just Mr. Old Balls.
Mr. Old Balls is not a good nickname.
But how bad would that hurt, too? Like, I know it would hurt so bad.
To constantly sit on?
No, to get it done. For them to go in and...
I wonder, is there any guy listening that's had a ball lift? Probably not, right? I would think it's kind of rare.
I think so.
But in case, 1-855-954-6969, any man listening that's had a ball lift or a scrotal lift.
I think all they do is, like right down the middle, there's that line on your balls, and they just cut two, like a, they don't like cut it at the top and then pull the whole sack up. They cut it down the middle. But then they cut edges off, and then they put them together.
Oh.
So if it's like this, they cut a big section off, and then they pull it tighter.
But it's expensive.
Oh, I'm sure it's incredibly expensive.
Oh,
look it up. Those are all lift price.
Yeah, those are all elective surgeries.
Yeah, it'd be thousands. Yeah, out of pocket.
That's why people wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Do they even have it?
It's, you said life.
Oh.
Scrotal life.
Instead of lift. Okay, let's see.
Scrotal life.
Scrotal lift. Here we go. Scrotal lift surgery, also called scrotum reduction, is more a common procedure than you might think. While in some cases it's performed as a cosmetic procedure, there are many reasons that a patient might consider scrotal lift surgery.
Well, if they can somehow wing it to get covered under insurance.
Exactly, yeah. That's what they'll do.
Then you win. Oh, it's like it's hurting your back?
Or like it's you're sitting on
before
them.
Before and after gallery?
Okay, go for it. I see some huge
I'm
nuts.
I'm trying to see with the price.
I bet they don't have it on.
They won't. No,
they won't tell you.
Call or set up an appointment.
Come on, Dr. Balls.
How come it's all chicks?
Because they do everything.
Most
procedures.
Yeah, it's not just that this guy does it all. It was just the first one that came up. Doesn't really say what the price is anywhere. Are they?
I bet it's one of those things that they end up getting it through insurance.
Yeah.
So you don't want, they'll never tell you the price. Because
not as bad as I thought. Like around, these are foreign lands.
You don't want it done there.
Yeah, this is like,
you get a want deal. It cheap.
Yeah,
I am going to Bucharest.
I'm going to Bucharest.
$447.
Yeah. Yeah, all this is all over the world pricing. From Bangkok, so Montreal, Canada, about $2,200. I don't see anything from the U.S. on here, though.
It's so expensive in the U.S.
Hmm. You're like, don't get it in the U.S.
Let's do scrotal lift before and after.
Oh, geez.
And see if it comes up, to see if it makes
I don't think you really probably be able to even tell.
Ooh, I'm going to see a lot of balls, I feel.
Oh, my God.
It's not really out there.
No, it's just there's a lot of old men bodies. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Whoa. That's
misshapen.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, that's enough of the balls.
Just think of big, saggy balls, and then they're not.
Okay, we do have a listener. Jack is in Boston. Jack, you had a ball lift.
Yeah, I did. When I was 18, hanging halfway down my thigh, and I'm like,
are you serious? Are you serious right now?
At 18?
I swear to God, and Chuck, you're kind of right. They do cut, like, right where that line is, and then just snip up and up and up until it's at the length that the doctors are okay for you.
Yeah, and then they just... So the scar is the line again, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, my girlfriend now says behind my balls, I guess, is a little scar, but it's basically just that line again.
It's very nice of her to go find it. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good girl. Hang on to that one.
Yeah, no, he's
congratulations.
Right.
Absolutely. Woman. What was recovery like?
It was between like 6 to 8 weeks, but I had a girlfriend at the time in high school, so I told her I wasn't going to see her for 4 weeks just to keep myself safe.
Oh, yeah.
And the pain?
Oh, terrible. I played lacrosse in high school, and I got a lacrosse ball straight to the nuts, and getting my balls redone was worse than that. Mm.
How did you even find out about it? I mean, did you just research online, or how did you know you could get a ball lift?
I did research online and then just very embarrassingly had this conversation with my dad, and he was like, well, not going to let you have saggy balls your whole life, so...
I got a question. Do you come from a long line of saggy bald men?
That I do not know.
Like, when you went to your dad, was he like, yeah, boy, I've got huge saggy balls too, or is this just something you just had?
I don't think I could have mustered enough courage to ask my dad about his own balls,
right.
But maybe I will later when I get home.
You should.
Yeah,
find out.
You didn't tell. Like, did your family know you were getting it done?
I don't know if my dad has told my mom. He just took me out of school one day, and then I just played it as if, like, I wasn't feeling good for the next, like, 6 to 8 weeks. But my brother and my cousins know.
Oh, yeah. Well...
I guess you got to tell someone.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're walking around at all, he's on the lacrosse team. The whole team would have known because right. Your balls are halfway down to your knees, and then all of a sudden they're not. They're like, "Hey, you fixed your balls. Good for you."
Yeah. I had to wear like a double XL cup just to keep them in there.
Exactly.
Oh, I was wondering, like, what the procedure was after. Like, did they give you special underwear to hold it in place? So, because I feel like if it dangled, they would hurt.
Yeah, it was, like, really soft cloth, like diapers that they gave me. Mm-hmm. And after about, like, 3 weeks, it was just, like, regular gauze. And they're like, you can wear your own underwear after that.
All right, man, but you're happy with how everything's hanging down there now.
Yes, my girlfriend loves my balls.
All right,
amazing.
Jack with the better balls. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Thank you.
At 18, you have, like... gigantically swinging balls.
Something has to be done.
I like that. That's a good dad, too. He's like, I cannot let you live a life with balls.
Yeah.
Like a pendulum from Pit in the Pendulum.
Don't worry, we're not going to tell a soul. We'll take you out of school, and then you're going to see your belly hurts
for 6 months or whatever.
Yes. You're going to have a 6 to 8 week belly.
Did we say the car? It was 6,000, by the way, in case we didn't touch on that.
Okay.
So, like, double what it is in other countries.
Yes. Yeah.
Six grand. Six grand to get his balls lifted, in case people were wondering.
So that dude is a legend. His dad is, too.
So there you go.
Boy, you come from a long line of, like, low-hanging men.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's got to be in his genetics somewhere, right?
It generally is, right? That kind of thing. But anyways, to the woman who got her bits taken care of, glad it all worked out for you, and you're much happier.
Any girls out there actually want a guy whose nuts are hanging halfway down?
No.
None, right?
What do they get out of that?
I don't know.
Just more.
I guess.
Yeah, they can play with it like a cat plays with a little string.
Oh, stop.
Jeez. When you're looking in, like, what around. You want in a guy,
yeah.
I think that's on
Chuck,
the list.
It's not on the list.
No. Long balls.
Let me see.
You know what I was just
nice eyes, nice pecs, long balls.
Long scrotum. Super long scrotum. Real stretched out.
If that is on your list.
I want him to be nice to me.
There's something not right up there.
Yeah, more of a niche. Head. I want him to be nice to me. Maybe he could have a job. Well, and he has to have a super long scrotum. We know that.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice eyes.
Nice eyes and
long balls.
Long balls.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Whatever. Long balls.
Yeah, that's what she. Oh, she's excited to say.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Long balls.
No, that's
she likes
balls.
It. She likes
she
it.
She really likes it.
That's what she's looking for.
Yeah, I don't
she's
think.
Like, oh, you wanted to say that today. Long balls.
Long balls.
Long balls. Nice.
It is on the upswing. Man.
It is. Yeah. She's happy about that. Yeah. But Lisa's right. I don't think many women have that on a man checklist.
Like a fetish. Long ball fetish.
How bad can I just ask you?
Fetish. I'm looking for long balls. Who in here's got them?
Guys, there for sure is long ball fetishes out there. For sure. 1,000%. I just want to know what the surgery is like in Bucharest.
Here's a woman that says she love it when they flap against her. You know.
Hmm.
Come on now.
How long?
How long you
they're
looking,
long
lady?
Enough, they're going to be like hitting you in the stomach.
Yeah, like they'll come.
Pendulum really, effect. Really getting you in the belly button.
Exactly, like a trebuchet on there.
Is there long ball porn?
Long balls.
Jeez, I don't know. I don't.
What would you even? What would kind of?
If anyone would know, you would know.
Right.
You've seen it in your weird adventures.
Here's the thing. There has to be. Well, why? You wouldn't say long ball. What would you say?
You would. I think you would say long ball.
Low hanging ball porn.
I think like long balls would. Probably.
Long balls will probably do
long
it.
Long balls porn.
Yeah.
Long ball slapping.
Yeah. Long there you balls. Go. Oh, it's careful. Careful.
Let's see here. Long balls. Whoa! Balls! Oh my God! Holy hell! Are you kidding? Look at those things! Beating the hell out of her ass!
Yep. So, but the thing about those gigantors,
the guy's nuts are gigantic.
They're enormous.
They're like two coconuts.
It's like boom.
You can tell what he's doing.
Is that the only one though?
Balls.
Is that the only one?
Because those are
Jesus.
Oh, this is a dark road we've gone down. That is the only one that I see.
Yeah, this chick can't wait to get wrecked by these things.
My goodness, sir!
Holy crap.
Look at those things, pounder.
Is it the only guy? Is it the one?
Those are like literally the size of baseballs.
I know.
There's only one long ball porn we could find.
He needs help.
She needs help. What's he going to do about those? You can't do anything about that.
No.
Like, those are his actual testicles are just...
Long and big.
Huge.
Yeah, they're gigantic.
Both of his nuts are huge.
My goodness. Oh, I know what he's doing.
I bet the end is crazy.
Oh,
I bet the end of this one is nuts.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
They turned away. Right at the end.
Can't even show it.
I get that.
It's unfortunate to have that big of balls. Because, like, everything else doesn't look proportionate.
That's why he's in porn, huh?
Well, no, that's one of those, like, real life.
Oh,
that's just like a guy. Mm. That's just like a girlfriend, boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Allie, are you into long balls?
Here we go.
I'm not into them, but I had a boyfriend with long balls. And when he would do me from behind, his balls would swing around and hit me in my belly button.
Yeah, the old belly button.
Oh, wow. Those are long,
Swing right up and hit me.
It's like that,
swing and get you, huh?
That game where you have the ball and the string, you got to get in the cup. Swing it in and get it in the cup.
Yep.
Yeah. He had to probably take it a bit slow. Yeah.
She's just so nonchalant.
You have to take it slow because you'd be...
I had a boyfriend with long balls, and he'd
try to go too fast. It would just...
It'd come up and hit me in the belly button.
Or you'd knock the wind out of her or something?
Yeah.
Not what
if your
I
balls are too big, it'd be like getting kicked in the nuts when you did it, right?
Right, if they were going hard.
Yeah. I don't know. My guys are sensitive, man. That would hurt. Oh, geez. Careful here.
Oh, that's the gay long balls.
Yeah.
Mm.
Careful. There's a lot of stuff going on.
That's manporn.x. I think we'll stay away.
There's more long ball
public
videos
show stretch
on the X. There
okay,
we go.
Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's done nothing.
I guess maybe long balls isn't the...
That's what
I'm
saying.
Just huge,
we don't want huge balls. We're looking for low hangers. Low hanging? Mm. What about that? Low hangers porn?
No.
Low hangers.
Various guys with low hangers.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Big low hanger.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Oh, well, he's about to whip out his low hangers for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, that's troubling.
Holy low hangers.
You know?
Whoa.
Now, low hanger porn is what you look for.
I would have never guessed
that. Oh, goodness. Okay. See you, sir.
That's why you never.
You know what's crazy about low hangers?
It's like you walked in on somebody doing it.
Low hangers and long balls seem to be more about guys being into it.
Aha.
Like there's more guys that, makes, that like
oh,
a
yeah.
set of
so
low hanging balls.
Fellas may like the balls low.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you. I don't know. Let's see. Ooh,
this is a lot of solo stuff.
I don't know. I think
when Andy
enough.
Starts hugging himself, I know we have problems.
Well, yeah. It's a high amount of donger and balls.
Yeah, I think we get everything is just dudes. And
I can imagine it. You know,
yeah, you got it. I don't have that. I can't like imagine something. It's odd. I can't. So
I mean, I don't want to.
No. I'm glad I can. Well, if I don't see it.
Saggy balls porn we should
oh,
look for.
Oh, saggy balls.
Saggy balls porn. Saggy
that's good.
Balls
oh,
porn.
That's
it's kind of like Family Feud trying to do this.
It is.
Saggy balls. Is it saggy?
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Steve Harvey's like, do we have saggy balls?
Show me saggy balls.
Man, that's odd. Yeah. I mean, you still can't really find it.
Oh, my goodness, police officers. What are you doing over there?
They're arresting a man. They're arresting a man with their mouths.
With their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
You're under arrest with my mouth.
Yep.
No, it's still not a thing. It's still not. It's not saggy balls. It's not. It's not.
I mean,
we're
definitely
here.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got it with low hang.
What about this droopy dangling balls?
Droopy.
Droopy dangling. Is what they call it.
Droopy is such a bad word. Like, you don't want anything to be droopy.
You don't like,
oh, droopy. Whoa, God, madam. She's right.
Definitely on meth.
She's, oh. Yeah.
She's got a high amount of face moles.
That's not, I think it's more
that's
like
gross.
Just
go
sores.
Lord. Go away, whore.
Oh, my Lord.
The, oh, my
Lord.
Why did I come on that screen?
At least,
oh, hold on a second. Another set of
low hangers? I just wanted to see the math, but then I'm like,
yeah.
No, I
no,
don't.
Be, so, you don't.
Someone said, I just texted my gay brother-in-law. He said gay guys love low-hanging balls because when they bang, like their ball bags slap together like church bells.
Oh, wow.
Church bells. Huh.
The bells.
Ring the bells! Show me stretchy balls.
Yeah, so there definitely is something to it. It is out there.
I think people have a fetish for about anything you can
think of.
But I think you're right. I think more gay men would be into low-hanging balls than straight women. Mm. Right?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's not really a lot of women's thing to be beaten by balls. Mm.
Balls are a man's game.
I guess so. Who would have known?
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is terrifying. Anyone who has a fear of like heights or falling?
Well, I wouldn't have this job.
Well,
I'll tell you that right
you
now.
You could never be a window washer.
No.
But two window washers had to be rescued from a 50-story skyscraper in Oklahoma City yesterday. Their basket got loose and started swinging out of control. They're 850 feet up.
Basket got loose.
Basket got loose.
Die washing a window in Oklahoma City.
Right? Right, Lise? That's
bad,
how you go out.
Bad stuff. Help!
Yeah.
Help!
Oh, man!
Help!
Oh, God!
Help!
It's going to end
help!
In Oklahoma City!
Help! No, it ain't.
Washing windows!
Hang on, baby!
Washing windows! We're swinging!
I can't! I'm scared!
Riding a boat!
I'm so scared!
Squeeze with your legs! Use your legs!
I don't want to end like
my
this!
My God! It's swinging.
I don't want to end
it's
it like
twisting
this.
And swinging.
Oh,
what is it? 100-mile-an-hour wind up here? Goddamn!
Oh my God! Oklahoma City.
Here we go.
I wanted it to end in a better town. I wanted it to end in a better place.
It's not how we imagine going out.
No. Why do they even have buildings here? How was there people here? Oh, I gotta call my family.
I gotta call the cell phone. Whoa, there goes the cell phone. Just fell 9,000 feet.
My cell phone.
That was our only hope. We're dead now.
We are so dead. It's over in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma's going to take us.
I thought it'd at least be someplace better like Branson, Missouri.
I wish it was Branson, Missouri.
But it's Oklahoma today.
The video, look at it up there. Look, that's a video from ground level.
No.
That's the video from ground level.
Oh, it's much worse than I thought.
It's horrible, Lise. It's horrible. Again, it's 850 feet up.
Oh, my God.
Their video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Those guys are just swinging.
It
hanging.
Looks...
Whoa. Whoa.
That's the close-up of it.
Hell, man. Oklahoma City.
Hell. I don't know. It's swinging back and forth.
Oh, my God.
It's the craziest ride we've ever been on in our lives.
Oh, you think you're going to hit something.
They do hit the building several times, I
Whoa,
guess.
Whoa, it's going faster, man. Why?
Aren't they just waiting for the cables to snap?
Of course
you that's
are.
What I would be thinking.
Of course you are. This is it. You think you're done. I have pooped myself 5 minutes ago.
There's
I
a bunch of people just sitting around watching them, too. Like, someone get on that crane right now.
Whoa, hit the building, dude.
Help
oh,
them.
Oh, you can see the windows are all smashed out over there.
They hit the building several times, they say.
Oh my God.
How you doing, Andy?
Oh, no, well, there's more poop in me than you can ever imagine.
Hey, hang on up there. We're trying to figure out what to do with this crane.
I sure hope you hurry.
We're not sure exactly how to use it, so we're trying to read the manual.
Oh, my God, it's going to end here atop beautiful Oklahoma City.
Just hang on tight.
Oh, God.
How long does this go for?
The other video I watched went half an hour.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They
yes.
did that for half an hour?
Somebody, a helicopter, something! Please, Jesus Christ!
Throw us a goddamn rope!
Oh,
something!
Can't.
Fire a grapple at us!
I'm about to throw up!
Oh, I'd puke. I'd be puking everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God, of course you would. It's like the tilt-a-whirl in the skies.
Jesus. The crane is rocking side to side. The crane is on top of a skyscraper.
Would you ever wash windows again?
No,
or are you done?
That would be retirement.
Is that it for you?
Yeah, that's it.
That's got to be
job.
It.
My uncle did this for a while, but he just repelled.
Do they pay me enough?
No.
They don't pay me enough, right? To do this? Like,
no.
Do they get decent salaries?
I think they get a lot of money.
They do?
But they can't. I think their insurance is through the roof.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to call my uncle that's on the West Coast, but he did this. This was his job because he was a mountain climber. So the only thing that thrilled him as much was scaling down the side.
He's a thrill seeker, huh?
Scaling down the side.
Is he still a thrill seeker?
Well, he's the one he captured, captures grizzly bears.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
him. You know.
The two men eventually rescued by first responders who broke out windows on an upper floor of the building and then pulled them inside. One of the window washers had a minor shoulder injury, but luckily that's it.
Man, they must be strapped in there or something.
Well, yeah, I think they are. And I think they're probably safe unless the bucket would have fallen.
They say they only get paid $15 to $25 per hour.
Not enough.
Are you making enough money, Andy, up there? Trying to figure out this crane. I only make $12 an hour, so I'm not really hurrying.
Oh, my God!
We're on lunch break right now. You guys are going to have to twirl
Andy,
for a bit.
Andy, the crane operator makes half of what you make.
My life is in the hands of a $12 an hour Oklahoma City crane driver.
I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to hit this lever and see what happens.
No, do it. It's making it worse.
Wrong one.
It's making it worse. It's making it where I'm going to pass
Not
out.
That one.
I'm going to pass out up her.
Not that one.
I'm going to pass out right up her.
Let's see what else is thinking, dude.
What's crazy, too, is that the job is so boring most of the time. It's just like squishy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Squishy.
It's boring until it's not.
Like, yeah, and then when it's not, it's like.
Yeah. It's boring until it's not.
Squeaky.
So did they show the ending? Like, they don't have any other video of.
Not in this one here.
Oh, it doesn't show like how
it ended.
Pulled them in.
Oh.
The other one I watched, but it was like
half an hour.
It was forever.
Pulled
long.
Them in too. Though, what a scary thing to pull you into an office window.
Also, like, and people are like, all right, unhook.
Yeah.
Unhooking, come on.
No!
I'm like, nope.
No!
Nope.
Send me an angel.
We're going to be angels soon.
That, oh, my God. You would God. Be thinking that, right?
That is nuts.
Yeah. Let's see if the high-rise rescue some 50 stories up. Two window washers at work on the lift swinging violently.
Look at these guys.
Slamming into the building, and this swinging back and forth, it lasted for an hour. Then the rescue playing out on live TV, and here's ABC's Marcus Moore.
Terrifying video tonight.
Oh, my God.
It's scary.
Yeah,
a lift violently out of control, smashing the Devon Tower. And
oh,
motion.
That guy went almost flying out.
Washers hanging on.
Respond with Rescue Ladder 1. There's people trapped on a lift.
The incident unfolding 50 stories in the air. Oklahoma City's KOCO-TV getting these exclusive pictures of the dramatic rescue atop the state's tallest building. Watch again.
Fail.
You can see the lift as it pummels the building, twisting metal, glass, plummeting.
See him almost fly over the edge.
Ride that no one would want to experience.
Videos from the ground showing the desperate rescue effort to save those two men. A team of firefighters manages to throw a rope to the workers.
Oh, they did. They threw a rope.
Stabilize the lift, bringing an end to that horrific ride.
In that situation, to have the composure to catch a rope back, to secure it while swinging, is amazing.
And David, this went on for nearly an hour. Both of these men are unhurt, and tonight, officials believe strong winds may have played a role in what happened.
Yeah, that's it. That'll be the last days.
What was it, $20 an hour?
Yeah,
that's someone had texted in saying that you know, anywhere between 12 to 50 an hour unless you own your own business, and he doesn't even go over 40 feet.
It's in Oklahoma City, so I don't think they're getting paid 50 an hour.
No, probably making about 50 grand a year, they say. So, I don't know,
it's not bad, but I mean, it's still
not, that's like high
for
risk.
That risky of a job.
You know, I think I'm going to go work at Amazon, man. I think I'm just going to go.
You've been talking about it.
I'm going to change my lifestyle just slightly.
And they're going to give you 10 grand, start your own company.
I mean, I think I'm going to go that way because
that's what I thought.
That shook me up.
Yep. I can't see you getting in that little box any time soon.
I'm never even going to go into a building anymore.
Johnny's in Bonita Springs, Florida, and you're a window cleaner. Have you? You've never experienced anything like this, though, Johnny, right?
Dude, no, not quite. You know, I try to be as safe as I can, for sure. But I've definitely worked with some guys who have had some pretty close calls. One guy went down to his lifeline, like, let out a death cry. It's pretty insane.
The death cry.
Yeah, dude, like... For sure, yeah. People heard it everywhere, but like, you know, he is. This is like rope work, though, you know, and like his rope.
Okay, so you are you're just rappelling down the side.
Yeah, but I've done the swing staging stuff too, downtown Miami and things like that, and like other big cities and stuff around Florida.
Yeah, because my uncle was the same way. He just rope rappelled down. He didn't have a box. He didn't have a box. No. He just had a little thing and rope rappel.
No, thanks.
It's like a 5-bar rack, they call it. Like, you kind of weave your rope through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And each bar takes off, like, 25 pounds of body weight. So by the time, you know, your hand is on the rope at the bottom of the rack, it's holding, like, a screwdriver, essentially. You know, it's not very, you know, tight, you know, just like sort of a firm grip. You know, it's nothing too scary or anything like that. So you get really used to... So working up there.
Right. Crap like that happens. Yeah. Johnny, we get it. Someone else said, I'd be a window washer, but my first purchase would be a parachute.
I don't think you're high enough to deploy.
Oh, no, you can. Yeah, because those guys do it all the time.
Really?
Like, they'll jump. Oh.
They will?
Yeah, people jump off skyscrapers all the time with parachutes.
Oh, I think they're window washers.
No.
Did that building seem high enough?
That'd be high enough.
Really?
If you had the right parachute.
Tallest building in Oklahoma City. Someone said, y'all need to stop ragging on Oklahoma City. I'm fixing to come over there and slap you with a catfish.
No!
We're just saying we don't want to die here.
Yeah, we're just saying that is not the place to go to rest. No.
Washing your windows.
Stop ragging on OKC.
But thanks for listening in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah. We rag on every city.
We do.
Of course. Ken, you're a window cleaner. You ever been in a situation like this?
Almost every day. Just about.
What?
Things can get sketchy out there, and when you're a window cleaner, you just got to get the job done. And
when things are sketchy, you just got to roll with the punches, no matter what. You're already thinking that you're going to die when you're going on a job, no matter what.
I see. I don't want to go to work. I'm not going to work every day. I'm going to die today.
Here we go. Over the edge, boys.
That's not what I want.
It's like jumping out of a trench in World War
I. So, to you, Ken, does the risk equal the reward?
Oh, it doesn't. But I mean, you got to pay the bills, dude. You got to survive.
Yeah, that's it.
How big do you do buildings? This big?
The biggest one I've ever done is like 15 stories, so never that big. But
yeah,
even when I'm there, you're expecting to die no matter what.
Oh my god, that's crazy. It's crazy to go to work,
dude, and I'm sure
there's guys like that out there that they go to work every day and they think, well, this could be the last.
Dude, you know how terrified I'd be in that little bucket hanging over the edge of a building? When I was a painter kid, they would put us inside the lift trucks. In these buckets, tie them down, very unsafe. But they would put us in there, and then they'd lift us up as high as it would go. Maybe 40 feet, 50 feet in the air, whatever the tallest one would get to. Terrifying. Completely terrifying. The bucket kind of moves, and you're like, Jesus. You know, like, you just expect you're going to die the whole day.
If that was the only...
And that's nothing compared to this.
No, not at all.
If that was the only job I could get, I'd be like,
you see these guys doing work on the tower out here.
I think is even crazier, the radio tower, than high-rise buildings.
There's a bucket hanging from that thing.
Exactly.
I looked at it today and was like,
Oh, I know. Just looking at it, it gives me anxiety.
Do people go in that bucket?
Yes, I saw a guy.
They go in the bucket that's out in the parking lot?
That bucket right now, they go up the wire all the way to the top so they can install the stuff.
Oh, that's crazy. I thought that was just to carry tools or something.
Some people can do it. I have that fear of falling that I'd never be able to do any job like that. No way. Again, my fear, I can go really high and not have a fear if I feel secure. But the fear of falling is what gets me. This guy says, I'm a welder and I fix some of those window washers on roofs and you couldn't pay me enough to go on one. They're made so cheap and the welds crack all the time.
They seem real flimsy.
They do.
Because they have to be light.
The one on in this video, the bottom of it.
You said it was starting to fail.
Like there was a bar underneath it that was just started to dangle.
Well, how many times can it smash against a, you know,
Nate's in Boston. You've been in a situation like this?
Yeah, I was working for a company over in near Springfield, Massachusetts, Palmer, Massachusetts, and we're using the same type of gasoline that you guys are talking about. So the steeplechasers we hired to come to hook up the safety lines for our harnesses, and they were left up top of the pier cap. So we're 100 feet up the air over the Quabog River, only a foot of drag, which is only a foot deep. And a short guy in the middle was trying to reach up and grab the wire. The tall guy went over to the middle. It's folded right in half like a big V. So now I have one guy that rode down the V. One guy, I look over, and I'm hanging by just my right arm. I blew my sternum all apart. I pulled myself up on the pier cap. I look over, and my good buddy's hanging by his fingertips with cloth gloves with no safety harnesses dangling. So I had to go snake over on my belly, probably like 40 feet, grab him. I couldn't get him, so I held him, and I threw down the wire, and I told him, I said, I can't pick you up because just the angle, you know, it's like trying to pick up, 180 pounds.
Impossible. Yeah, they do it in the movies all the time. It would never happen,
Right.
It never happened. So he's looking at me. He's like, just tell my wife and kids I love them. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So then I get the wire. I throw it down. It reached the bottom, and I started whipping it. And I told him to open his legs, and I got one wrap around one of his legs, and I told him to cross his legs, and I looked at him. I go, this is the hardest part. You got to let go. He let go. He rode down 100 feet. He hit the bottom and started screaming. So I knew he was alive. So that was good. Then I thought something for sure was going to happen to him. He had no scratches. He just had a shock.
Yeah.
I had to sit up on top of the pier cap underneath the Mass Pike for 3 hours. They had to shut down the Mass Pike for 3 hours to come get me. Palmer Rope and Rescue had to come get me.
Oh, my God.
You pissed off a lot of people that day.
Well, yeah, but...
You son of a bitch!
I don't know
let
what...
Let's go!
Yeah, no love lost on the old Mass Pike.
So after I got fixed up and they never hired me back after that.
Dude, that's crazy. No.
That's nuts, man. That's like a
movie. Like, you've seen too much. You can't come back.
I get it, dude.
That's like a movie.
Glad you're still with us, Nate. Thanks for calling in, man.
That's like a tough SOB right there, because you see your buddy dangling and you know, like, I'm like, I don't want to get near the edge of this thing. I don't want to do this. I don't want to like risk my own life. He did. Saved his buddy's life, dude.
This guy said, I jump out of airplanes, but I'd never wash windows. Hell no.
Because you have a parachute.
Well, that's it. You have a parachute and you're in charge of it all. And like that, they had systems in place, but when the thing cracks in half in the middle and folds like a V, nothing's designed for that.
No. You're right, though, man. Like, to just have the balls to like even move, like, instead of just waiting to be rescued and like staying.
Yeah, like I'm safe. So
he had to crawl on his belly and
down to the edge
and throw his buddy a rope. That's insane.
Yep.
That's an intense day at work.
A few more quick calls here. Sean, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Have you been in a situation similar to this?
Yes. I used to tower climb, and I had my own harness that was brand new that I'd check every day. And I got there. We had to go, so they had somebody else had taken my harness. So they gave me one of their extras. And they're like, oh, we just checked it. So I climb up. I'm like 450 feet in the air. It's wintertime, so it's icy. And I climbed up on top, and I slipped and fell, and I caught myself. And I was like, well, my hook was on there, so I should have been okay. And when I climbed back up there, my hook, the lock mechanism had broken, and it had fallen off. So me catching myself is the only reason I survived.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. It's almost better not even to see that.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
My God.
It'll give you chills.
One more call. Brandy. Hi, Brandy from Howell. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm freaking out because this Saturday, I'm just like a working mom, nothing special.
Yep.
And my girlfriend's son has Down syndrome, so there's this fundraiser for Gigi's Playhouse Detroit. Uh-huh. And so Saturday, I'm rappelling down 28 stories in Detroit at the First National Bank building.
Yes.
And
for the first time ever?
First time ever.
Yeah. That's a common thing. You'll be fine. Trust me. For those kind of things, they are super, super safe. They bring in specialists to make sure they know that the last thing they want for their fundraiser is someone to fall off a building. I was a part of one we did for the charity I was with. People scale down. Again, just like that. Anyone,
did you scale down a building?
I didn't do it. No, yeah. I couldn't do it. I knew I couldn't do it. But I was at the bottom going, yay.
Yeah.
See, I'd do that. I'd totally be at the bottom.
Check. Hey. Look at you guys and your thrills.
Yay, here's a check.
Yeah, here's some money. Wow.
Yay.
That's the biggest, that's the scariest thing I do is sign that name. Okay, yes, Charles.
There you go.
There, that is scary right there. Take it.
Wow.
Yeah, nope. Yeah.
Your charity takes a hit if someone falls to their death.
Yeah,
so
they're
super safe about that stuff, so you'll be fine. What a scary, scary moment for those guys in Oklahoma City.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.